David Hochberg in a moment on the latest financial situation and a financial situation for you, including a contest.
Special offer. They're freaking out on the seventh floor right now. It's considered a special offer.
Oh, it's a special offer?
I've been corrected.
So I can't call it a contest?
You can, but you can call it whatever you want. But I've been told when I talk about it,
it's a special
offer. I need to mention it as a special offer.
Well, I like the people on the seventh floor. I don't want to cause
any trouble. Yeah, I don't want to cause any trouble.
Unless more chairs are missing, then I'll turn this place upside down.
Jeff Hill's office, he might want to consider looking in the general sales manager's office. He's got a big office.
Yeah, he's a little slippery.
Yeah, just little.
Totally. David Hochberg's here. How are you?
Fantastic.
Nice to see you.
Nice
Happy
to
New
see
Year.
You. Thank you.
And what's going on with China and the markets?
China and the markets, oil's down. The stock market is really up and down, as we all know. But interest rates are still, they spiked up at the end of last year a little bit. But they're back down again. So, I just locked somebody into a 30-year fix yesterday at 4% that was buying a home. So
Four flat?
Four flat, yeah. A little credit challenge, a little dinged. If the credit was better, it might have been in the threes. So, listen, it's still low, Steve, and this is what we're talking about, helping people to take advantage of these rates, because eventually they're going to go up. We've only been talking about this for the past 8, 9 years.
Right, you got to bring it up again and again and again and again.
It's like, it's going to snow again. Yeah, eventually it'll snow again. Okay, great. Genius meteorologist, okay, that I am.
How often should you check your credit rating?
That's a great question. Every 4 months is what I recommend that people do. You go to annualcreditreport.com, annualcreditreport.com. That's your free credit report that's issued by the three credit agencies. Excuse me. Do not pay to get your credit scores, because those credit scores are absolutely worthless. And like I was talking on Bill Wendy's show yesterday, if you're really challenged and you really want to get it going, pull all three right now just to see what's going on, because sometimes one will report something, the other two won't, and vice versa. So just to get a full boat of what people are saying, you should probably pull it now at annualcreditreport.com. It's a free credit report. If you're going to go buy a car, a house, whatever, it won't impact your credit at all. And see what other people are saying, and scrub it down and clean it up. Then after that, next year, I recommend once every 4 months. 1 month in January, pulled TransUnion, another month Equifax, another month in the spring, in May, Equifax, and then in the fall, you do Experian. So you just stagger them, it doesn't have to be TransUnion first, whatever. Just pick one.
Does one generally run lower than the others?
No, they're all screwed up. All three of them are just equally as messed up. And if you try to figure out exactly what the formula is to make all three
make
of them
work, crazy,
you'll drive yourself absolutely nuts.
Because I hadn't looked at my credit report in a long time, and I looked at a couple days ago, and it's good.
Yeah,
It's high sevens.
Right, that's pretty damn good.
And but one was like 740.
Right,
the other 780.
Yeah, yeah. It makes no sense. It makes no sense.
Yeah,
and if you're the and I get the people,
and I deal mostly as the loan sharks.
Oh, absolutely,
loan sharks and criminals.
There's you do a very good job servicing the segment.
Yes, they're not going to report you to a collection agency.
Exactly. Well, borrowing money from them helps you pay down your consumer debt, which keeps your credit scores up.
Yeah, I learned a long time ago from you, the loan shark gap is a very important function of your finances.
Yes,
your credit to a loan shark versus your credit you can get from a loan shark.
Right. It's all about relationships.
Yeah,
Steve.
That's what I'm talking
about.
It's
all about relationships.
All right. So the mortgage biz stays at 4% for the near term.
I hope so.
For
today, yes. For the short term today, as of right now, yes.
But there's no reason to believe it's going to spike to 6 tomorrow.
I don't think so. That's just my professional opinion. Don't bet your family's fortune on it or your kids' college education on it, because I'm not a financial planner.
But we want to reiterate, if it's 4 today and it could go higher,
it's probably a good idea to take advantage of the low rates today.
Yes, class.
Yes.
What should we do if we want to save money? Should we wait? No, we should probably go now.
Yes. That would probably be a really good idea. And that's why we're having this contest. The last time I was on with John DeCosta,
I thought it was an opportunity.
It's an opportunity. It's a special offer.
Oh, special offer.
I was going off of your comment on the content, which is not a contest. It's a special offer.
Right.
Based upon the conversation I had with John last time I was on with him.
John DeCosta. Yeah, yeah.
And we're in the process of rejuvenating and revolutionizing his credit scores.
Right. Because his credit rating at one point was 7.
At one point was 7.
Yeah, it was a 7. Yeah, he got a 7. His credit rating was actually 7.
I think all three added together were 7.
Yeah, he was telling me that on the phone the other day.
Yeah, it wasn't great.
It was pretty damaged. But now it's already up 100 points.
That's great.
Within 75 days.
I have to tell you something. I've talked to you. I have so many friends who I've referred to you or people who I know deal with you directly, aside from our relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And you're a genius. There are things David does with money that feel like he just made them up, but they're perfectly legal.
Right.
They're absolute appropriate. I don't want to use the word manipulations because people take manipulations the wrong way. But they're appropriate maneuverings
yes.
within the financial world.
That are legal, yes. Right.
That are legal, that get you back to where you need to get back to quickly. Right. But you put it's like losing weight.
I call it monetary masturbation.
You can call it whatever you want.
That's what I call
it. Because the meeting you're going to have later won't include me.
Right.
But here's the thing. What you're doing with money is going to get people back to where they need to be.
Yes.
But then it's like losing weight. It's up to them to stay there
right.
and be disciplined about what they do. Open your mail.
Right.
Pay your bills.
Right. Wendy mentioned something yesterday. Pay your credit cards down a little bit every single week. And there was a texter that called in and said that they used all of my techniques over the past couple of 3 years that they've heard on the radio, and her scores are up 200 points, you know, whoever the texter was. I mean, that's what Wendy read. There are simple techniques, and that is why we're doing what we're doing, Steve.
All right, this opportunity.
Yes, this special offer.
Yes. What is it?
It's a free opportunity, special offer, mm-hmm. to enhance your credit over the next 4 months.
Okay.
I will team you up with one of my trained licensed loan officers
okay.
who will analyze your credit.
These are people you've vetted that work for you.
These are people that work with me.
Okay.
Okay. I don't own the company. Yeah. I'm an employee, a happy employee. They work with me. I will team you up with a trained professional.
Okay.
It's free. Okay. The only loser in this are the people that don't register to partake in this.
Okay, so it's not one person that's going to get this.
It's going to be, if you want help, I will give you help.
Okay, so this is
all you have to do, Steve. It's very simple.
Yes.
Is go to WGN David, that is DAVID.com. And there's a button there that says register. That's all they have to do. Click the link.
Right.
And it takes you to a landing page
yeah.
and you fill it out. Registration.
Is it hard to fill it out?
If you have trouble filling it out, then we have other issues, and I will get you help filling out the form. Okay.
Okay. What type of information are you looking for? Names, address?
Your name.
Okay, I know that.
Your email address.
I know that too.
Your phone number, so I could get a hold of
yeah,
you.
Yeah, I know that.
Have you ever filed a bankruptcy in the past 7 years?
No,
yes,
I
no. Simple yes, no's. Do you plan to refinance or purchase in the next 12? You know, do you plan to refinance or purchase? I'm not going to take people who right. aren't interested in refinancing or purchasing because there's millions of people. I just want to help people. You know, educate them. If you're having trouble refinancing and purchasing, Andre and I were talking 2 nights ago about doing another seminar.
Right.
Yes, we have a relationship off the air. Okay. Professional and a friendly relationship off the air. I'm helping her aunt right now refinance. Okay.
She is, yeah.
Okay. So, you know, we will have a seminar for the masses if you want to.
It's a great idea.
Enhance your, you know, that's what we did. We had 350 people at the last
and
one.
And people were lining up to ask these questions. And they're questions that I had too.
Right.
And we have a business relationship. And I said to Cochran,
both of you seem to be working very hard to talk about your business relationship.
Well, I'm happily married with 3 kids, and if I do expand that relationship, I'd be broke living in your basement.
Okay,
which is fine because I hear your basement is fantastic.
It's fantastic. Have you thought about writing a book
about what?
I don't know.
My mental problems.
No, a book, a frank financial advice, a financial book.
Yes, I've thought about it.
Yeah,
you want to help me with that? I mean,
not in the least.
Okay.
But I think you should do it.
I'll do it.
But I'm putting a trademark on the title. Are you nuts?
Are you nuts?
Yeah.
100 tips from David Hochberg.
That actually is pretty good.
I'm done. You know what? I'm going to do here. I'm stepping away from doing loans this year so I can. I got a team now. I got 9 guys.
Are you in sabbatical?
Yes, I'm going
on a sabbatical.
I'm going on a credit sabbatical.
Yeah, okay.
Could you imagine what that would look
not
like?
Not great.
Oh, that would be awesome. Oh, I'm just having visions of going on a credit sabbatical.
No, here's the thing. You're
would
addicted.
You come and visit me?
Of course I would. But you're addicted to helping people.
Yes.
You really are.
It's my passion.
Yeah, you can't not do it.
No, I have a problem that I get so caught up in helping people that it's a problem.
It hurts you.
It really does. And I'm seeing 2 psychiatrists in order to get over it to help me with my problem.
All right, again, so you go where to do this? WGNDavid.com.
That's it. It takes you to the landing page on my Pearl Mortgage website, right? WGN David, DAVID, put the period and com, COM. Just
yeah,
go there.
Yeah, that's what, yeah.
If your kids are
what
living
what button am I looking for when I go there?
The register, okay? Click here. On the bottom, there's a button. Click it.
Now, that's register, R-E-G-I-S-T-E-R.
I don't know how to spell register. Okay. Just click the button. I got an 18 on my AC. I took the ACT three times, got 18 three times. You think I would learn after the second time?
Good.
Yeah. So, but it doesn't matter. That was a long time ago. And but I'm helping people to enhance their scores.
You're basically saying, help me help you.
Help me help you. The only people that don't win this special offer are the people that don't register. Yeah. Again, if it would be called a contest.
I would say, and I'm not exaggerating when I say this, this is much more valuable to you than the Powerball. Because here's a bulletin. You're not going to win the Powerball. So what you need to do is take the time today that you would go buy Powerball tickets, and you need to take that time and register. Now, if you do that, go buy some Powerball tickets.
Absolutely. Because I was sitting at the hockey game last night. Okay, and I'm sitting there, and the guy next to me he goes, so the people off the radio, are they just, you know, mostly truck drivers? Are they this? I go, well, here's an email I got from a guy who says, hi, I've got great income. I make over $1 million a year. My credit sucks, and I can't refinance. Can you help me? I heard you on the radio. He's like, no way. I'm like, yeah, read the flipping email. I'm like, I'm not sending my emails to myself just to impress you at the hockey
game. And the weird thing is, he carries his desktop computer.
Exactly.
He actually brings it to the United Center.
He does.
I want to thank Mr. Werner in ticketing for the extra chair next to me for my desktop.
Yeah, well, it happens.
Hey, guys, can we get the website one more time for the listeners?
WGN. You want me to spell it for you?
That'd be great.
WGN David.
Is that D-A-V-I-D?
That's the proper spelling of David.
.com.
Dot, which is also a period.
Com.
And then
when you get there, you register.
You'll see a nice big banner there. Then underneath the banner.
What color is the banner?
It's red, white, black, and blue. Okay, kind of like the way I am.
Kind of like
now.
The vein in your forehead.
kind of like my aortic vein going on right now. And is that how do you spell aortic?
A-O-R.
Okay, whatever. And you know, just click the button. Spelling's not my specialty. Click the button, but I can help you get your credit score if you do everything I tell you to do. Right, it's like I told John. If you put down the fried chicken and pick up the bowl of raw vegetables and eat the vegetables instead of the chicken, your credit scores will go up.
It's a terrible analogy for people, but I understand what you're saying.
It's about as good as it gets.
Yes.
Okay.
Because you're going to teach people how to eat vegetables and enjoy it.
Yes. And their credit scores will go up.
Yeah.
And I will give them life tools that they could take, so when they go get a car, they could get the 0%, 9% financing and not the 14%, 18%, 21% financing.
Maybe next time you explain the meaning of love.
My meaning of love or
meaning
of love?
No, not on the show. I just think you have a lot of answers for me.
Listen, you should have me on every week, and I will take a question of the week from one of your listeners. We could get it sponsored by some psychiatrist, and it would be great. They're lining up to sponsor the second. Manly just fell off his chair upstairs, but it's okay.
WGNDavid.com.
Yes.
Register.
All you have to do is register.
Okay.
The only people that don't
Well, here's the thing. It starts February 1st.
I'm cutting off the registration next Friday.
Okay.
So what I want
you to do is pick two or three people and take them through the process. Obviously, you're not going to name their names. Make up names. And tell me the score when they start and the score 4 months from now.
I will hope to have 150 names.
Yeah, we don't have time for 150
right.
names. And
I
need three names.
I will take three names of people. I could come back
suddenly
every day.
I'm just reading your emails again at the game.
Okay, here's the deal. I'll pick three. I'll say, would you be willing to be the guinea pig for the Steve Cochran show?
Three of them. Yeah.
Done.
Okay.
Not including John DeCoss.
No.
Okay.
No. Who's doing great, by the way?
Who's doing phenomenal?
Yeah. He's to you.
And Jackie is like
Jackie's the best.
Forget about John.
Yeah,
Jackie is on Mark. And runs that runs it
tremendous.
Perfectly.
She's making sure he eats the vegetables.
Yes,
puts the fried chicken down.
And again, that's a financial analogy.
Exactly.
Yes. Nothing wrong with fried
chicken.
Thank
you, David Hochberg.
No problem. That's WGNDavid.com. In case you didn't know,
I wish you would have brought that.
Or you forgot.
I wish you would have mentioned.
No problem.